This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the post-Hamas world, and I ended with the observation that many Americans have developed an even more negative opinion of our universities because presidents at these elite universities could not condemn the evil actions by Hamas against Israel. That is why many donors are pulling their money from these elite schools. Zeke Emanuel is the current vice provost at the University of Pennsylvania. He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times complaining about the current state of U.S. higher education. He believes that the statements blaming Israel for the Hamas attack are reprehensible. At Harvard, many donors are withdrawing their support. More than 30 student organizations signed a statement blaming Israel for the killing done by Hamas. The president offered a bland and ambiguous statement about the Hamas attack. Former Harvard president Lawrence Summers said in a tweet that he had never been as disillusioned and alienated as he was with the student and administrative actions at Harvard. Israeli billionaire Idan Ofer offered his resignation from the Dean's Executive Board at the Kennedy School, saying he and his wife are disappointed by the lax statements and lack of clear position by the university officials against the murderous terrorism of Hamas. And Mark Rowan is the chairman of the Wharton School of Business Board of Trustees. He called for the university president and the president of the university board of trustees to resign. And more than a half a dozen major donors have written to the university announcing their intention to cut ties with the university because they see a culture of anti-Semitism. You know, many of the people speaking out hope that these universities would see the light. Since they have not, they will now feel the heat. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.